This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. You guys keep requesting it, so I keep bringing it to you. He is the host of Spiegel and Parkins on 670 The Score. Danny Parkins joins us on the show today. Park, what's good?
It's Parkins and Spiegel. Come on, Carrington. Put some respect on my name. No, what's up, man? It's good to talk to you again. And I don't even really believe that the people keep requesting it. I don't believe that. I think you just can't resist these fire takes.
Danny, this might come as a shock to you, but people liked when we did radio together, so they get really excited when we do radio together again. I know, it's wild to me. You've been gone for so long.
It reminds them of a time when the Royals were good.
Yeah, no, that's 100% what it is. That's 100% what it is. So I wanted to get your opinion as someone who wrongly gambles on these games. I think this is the most wide open the AFC has been probably since we've been adults. The AFC has been basically dominated by Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and a run from Patrick Mahomes. I have no clue who's going to play in the AFC championship game. I think Buffalo's the best team in the AFC, but you can make a convincing argument for about six teams in the AFC being true and legitimate contenders. I can't think of a time, at least since you and I have been adults, that the AFC's been this wide open.
Yeah, that's probably right. Well, six teams strikes me as high. So let's just see if we're aligned here, right? Like, it would not be shocking if the Chiefs ended up in the AFC championship game, obviously. It would not be surprising if the Bills did, like you just mentioned. Obviously, Baltimore. I think Baltimore is awesome. What they did to the Chargers last weekend is very impressive. I still think the Chargers could end up there, and that might be an anomaly, but their defense is really not very good. So if they're going to get there, it's going to have to be games played into the mid-30s and low 40s. Beyond that, am I missing someone, right? Like, New England's not making it. Cleveland's not making it. Who else do you have is possibly in the AFC championship game other than those four teams?
I would put Tennessee in that category. I think Tennessee is fairly interchangeable with all of the teams that you've mentioned. I think Cleveland is a stretch, so I think there's probably five strong teams, and then it's Cleveland if Cleveland gets back 100% healthy. Now, there's no guarantee that they do it. Baker has one arm. The Odell Beckham experience has gone really poorly. They don't seem to have running backs right now. Cleveland is a distant six to me if we're talking about talent in the AFC, but I think there's five strong contenders where I think Buffalo's the best team in the AFC. I think two through five, though, are basically interchangeable.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's a tough matchup because if they're healthy, they can run on anybody, and then if they play with a lead, they've got studs on defense, right? So, like, I guess Cleveland could be there, but they are just so much worse at quarterback than every other team that we mentioned that it strikes me as hard to believe that, like, Baker is going to go on a run that would involve, like, beating Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Justin Herbert in, like, three consecutive weeks, you know? Like, that strikes me as a very, very, very tall order. And then Tennessee, it's kind of the same thing. Like, Derrick Henry is a freak of nature. We had Boomer Esiason on the show Monday, and Spiegel asked, like, what caliber of athlete does Boomer put him in? And I know this will be sacrilegious to Kansas Cityans, but the first name that Boomer said was Bo Jackson. And, like, obviously he's not Bo Jackson, and even Boomer's like, but I have no idea if he can hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. But, like, 6'3", 247, outrunning safeties on 75-yard touchdown runs, like, that guy always has to be reckoned with. But, again, like, are the Titans winning three straight shootouts against three of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL? I'd bet against it. And Vrabel has no idea what he's doing in-game. So, to me, there's the four teams that I could realistically see doing it, and then Cleveland and Tennessee are, like, tough outs that'll beat you up and are tough to game plan against because of the running game, who can, like, upset one of those teams, but I don't think they could go on a run to the Super Bowl.
Right now we're talking to Danny Parkins, host at 670, the score of Parkins and Spiegel. Let's talk a little bit more about the Baltimore Ravens, because I think that every team in the AFC can play the what-if game, right? Like, Kansas City can play the what-if game. Well, if we don't turn it over against the Ravens, we win. If we do X, Y, and Z against the Chargers, we win. They've certainly had those games. The Ravens are almost in the exact same category. They probably should have lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. They needed the longest field goal in the history of the NFL to defeat the Detroit Lions. And then the Monday night game against Indianapolis, they needed Lamar Jackson to basically be Super Saiyan in order to win that game. So I'm with you. I think that Baltimore is a good team, and they've certainly exceeded my expectations based on all the injuries that they had in the offseason. But it does kind of feel like at some point that luck runs out, and right now they're winning games that they probably shouldn't win. And then once you kind of turn the page and then everything swings around, they start losing those games later in the season.
Yeah, maybe. That's totally reasonable. I mean, they also had the game where, like, Marquise Hollywood Brown dropped three touchdowns. The thing to me with Baltimore is their defense is good at all three levels, and Lamar Jackson is an unsolvable puzzle. Like, people keep talking about what he isn't. How about what he is? Lamar Jackson, right now, has accounted for more yards than 16 teams in the NFL by himself. That is a just remarkable level of dominance when you talk about that. Like, so there is no team in the NFL that I think can shut down Baltimore. And then they also have a top 10 defense. So, like, to me, if I look at, like, the Chiefs, awesome offense, terrible defense. If I look at the Chargers, awesome offense, pretty brutal defense. And Baltimore, I just think there's no weakness on the team. Like, do they have a little bit of luck? Absolutely. But I do think that, like, in the playoffs, you think about, like, offense, defense, special teams, coaching. I'll take a team coached by John Harbaugh with Justin Tucker as its kicker, with that defense, and with an offensive weapon like Lamar Jackson. Like, I don't see where they might not be the best at anything, other than obviously Tucker's the best kicker in the league. But, like, I don't really see a weakness on Baltimore, whereas with those other teams I can point to and say, yup, that's their weakness.
I think what kind of holds me back from the Ravens is if you have the amount of injuries that they had so far this season and they continue to get, so you traded Orlando Brown, you now lose Ronnie Stanley as your left tackle. Who knows who's playing running back for them? You got Le'Veon Bell playing running back for you, and you just have probably your second or maybe like two and a half best roster. I just think over time, the normal attrition of a season just happens, and that eventually just fades. And I think Lamar is playing special. I think Lamar is obviously in the conversation to win MVP. It's just hard for me to think that any team can win the Super Bowl and advance in the playoffs when you have that many injuries to so many key and core parts on your team.
I think that's totally fair, dude. Like, but remember, it's 17 weeks this year. We've played six. So, like, Cleveland could be a healthy team come playoff time, right? Baltimore could be a healthy team come playoff time relative to who gets injured on the Chiefs or the Bills between now and then. Like, I'm with you. If the playoffs started tomorrow, you would be talking about those teams as being totally decimated by injury. But I'm not sure that that's going to be the case 3 months from now. Like, there's so much football left to be played. And this is, like, part of, like, the sports talk atmosphere that we've created. Like, every week people do check-ins on who's the Super Bowl favorite, who's the MVP favorite. Like, it's an easy thing to program, and I'm not saying that we're wrong to do it. It's fun conversation, but we have no idea what these teams are going to be looking like come postseason time, both in terms of health and who has home field advantage. Like, right now, today, I'd say Buffalo is the favorite. But add in, you know, a Stephon Diggs hamstring injury and a Tremaine Edmonds injury, and all of a sudden it's different, right? Like, it's just a very tough thing to prognosticate who's going to be healthy when everyone still has 11 games left to play.
Right now we're talking to Danny Parkins, host at 670 The Score in Chicago, just talking a little general NFL here. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't at least ask you one Chiefs question. Does a good second half against the Washington football team change anything for you regarding your opinion on the Chiefs?
No. But I think also, like, maybe because I'm not in it, like you guys, I'm not as down on the Chiefs as everybody is. Like, they've got serious problems, don't get me wrong, and I don't think that defense is totally solvable. But they still have coach, quarterback, receiver, tight end, best offense in football when it's clicking. That can win you a Super Bowl. Like, it's an offensive league. That can win you a Super Bowl. So, nothing about the Washington game matters, and maybe they go on a run here with the schedule softening up a little bit, and that can get some of those guys valuable experience on defense, reps, confidence, all that stuff. But they will head into the playoffs with one of the worst defenses in the league. Yes, I am positive they'll make the playoffs. No, it had nothing to do with Washington. As long as those dudes on offense are healthy, I'll think that the Chiefs, no one will want to see them on their schedule. So my opinion on them hasn't changed week to week. And frankly, I don't think it'll change month to month because I don't really see the defense taking huge leaps. Again, as long as they're healthy, I think we'll know exactly what they are. They're a dangerous team that no one wants to see, that'll probably need to score 35-plus to win, that is going to have to play wild card weekend without home field advantage for the first time in Pat Mahomes' career. So we could probably fast forward to wild card weekend right now and then just start talking about matchups for the Chiefs. But again, they got 11 games to go.
That's why I'm really interested to see what happens on Sunday, because you're playing legitimate weapons in a team that we all expect to be in the postseason. Ryan Tannehill might honestly be the most underrated player in the NFL. He's just played well ever since he's been the starter, and we just completely disregard it. You're playing a running back who is playing as well as any running back in the history of the league. You've got two great weapons on the outside in A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. It's not realistic to think that you can beat every good team in the league 35-31. At some point, you got to be able to win a 28-24 game. Can this defense win a 28-24 kind of game? I know the offense can score them on just about anybody. So I am curious on Sunday to see if Kansas City can take away anything that Tennessee wants to do offensively. They couldn't really do that with Baltimore. They didn't really do that with Los Angeles. They certainly didn't do that to Buffalo. Can you do it against a team that we all think is a playoff team?
Yeah, no. The over-under opened at like 56.5, and I immediately bet the over. Tennessee's defense is awful also. I don't really see any scenario where this is the game that it plays well. If the Chiefs hold the Titans to 24 points, they win. I mean, honestly, dude, I think if they hold them to 30 points, they win. I think this is going to be a shootout. There is nothing in the world that suggests that Derrick Henry is going for less than 150 and two touchdowns, other than he just had three touchdowns on Monday Night Football, and it's one day shorter of rest, and so maybe he looks a little more human. Dude, he's pacing. I did these numbers on the show yesterday. He's pacing to shatter the carries record in a season. At 27 years old, the top 10 guys for most carries in a single season are all 26 and under. The all-time leader was 410 carries. He's pacing for like 469 carries this year. Now, I know that that's with 17 games, but still, even adjusted down to a 16-game schedule, he would beat the number. And it's coming off of a 2,000-yard season where he had 386 carries. Like, you're not supposed to be able to have the year he had last year and then do better the next year. Like, there's supposed to be wear and tear on your body at the running back position. So This is not the week where the Chiefs defense gets right. No, it's not.
Two things, Danny, because I know you have to run because you're a very super successful radio host in the big city. One, if you did the math, then I'm going to assume that the math is wrong. I'm going to assume that whatever you just said is factually incorrect because, of course, you're not good at math. And second,
that's fair.
I'm guessing, I did not listen to your show this week, I'm guessing that a lot of people in Chicago were mad that Aaron Rodgers told them the truth.
Oh, but how great was it? Oh, God, they were mad at Aaron Rodgers and they were mad at me. Because one of my bedrock principles is there's no such thing as bad trash talk. Like, trash talk across the board in professional sports is universally awesome. It just makes sports more interesting. It makes it more fun. It makes rivalries better. It just feeds the beast of us caring about sports. And this was trash talk that we weren't supposed to hear. It was a candid live microphone. He was talking to the fans, and he, of course, owns you. Of course he does. He's 22-5 against the Bears in his career. So I loved it. I thought it was great. My boy Olin Krutz, you know, said he wanted to punch him in the face, which was hilarious. Like, everything about the story is fantastic. And so, you know, yes, Chicagoans are upset about it. But the hope is that Aaron Rodgers, you know, goes and plays for the Steelers in the offseason. People are already checking. Steelers don't play the Bears for at least four seasons unless they, you know, match up in the cross-conference alignment and finish in the same spot in the division. So, in theory, it could have been Aaron Rodgers' last trip to Soldier Field. But knowing Bears fans' luck, Justin Fields will be a bust, and Aaron Rodgers will sign, like, a five-year contract extension at the end of the year with the Packers. Like, that's where, like, the cynical nature of Bears fans is right now.
I'm happy that you're established enough that you can have that opinion in Chicago, because when I came in and I had opinions like that, they booed me out of town. So I just want to say congratulations to you that everything's worked out. Like, when you think about it, once you left me, your career has really taken off.
Oh, Carrington, I don't know how much time we have to talk about how well my career is going, but have you seen these videos I put out for Bet Rivers?
I have not seen them.
Oh, dude. Well, first of all, thanks for following me on Twitter. You don't get notifications every time I tweet. But Bet Rivers, one of the best legalized sports books, Chicago, of course, a legal sports wagering market, they pay me to put out gambling videos, 90-second videos. I won't tell you what they pay me, but just so you know, it's good money. And I'm not a winning sports bettor. It's the greatest. Oh, God, it's so great. So great. I mean, I miss you, of course, but yeah, just come to Chicago. We can go out, we can golf and swim in my pool. It'll be great.
I tried. They didn't hire me. That is Danny Parkins joining us on the show today.
True.
You know what? The last minute and a half is why I call the show Spiegel and Parkins. That's 100% why I call it that.
You pointed it out. I was going to be very humble and talk about, you know, ramen noodles and just thank you for having me on the show and it's great to be back. But you know, if you bump and set it in the direction of crushing it ever since I got rid of the dead weight that is Carrington Harrison, I'm going to spike it down. That's what I'm going to do.
That's Danny Parkins. Unfortunately, he comes on the show basically now Wednesdays at 4:15. Thanks, Danny.
Love you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.